Penguin Audio presents Kind of Cruel by Sophie Hannah. Read by Elizabeth Sastra. If you ask someone for a memory and they tell you a story, they're lying. Me, aged 5, curled in a ball behind the doll's house, hiding. Scared the teacher will find me, knowing it's going to happen, trying to prepare myself. That's a memory. Here's the story I turned it into. On my first day at primary school, I was furious with my mother for leaving me in a place I didn't know, with strangers. Running away wasn't an option, because I was a good girl. My parents were always telling me that. But on this occasion, I objected so strongly to what had been inflicted on me that I decided to protest by absenting myself from Mrs. Hill's classroom as thoroughly as I dared. There was a large doll's house in one corner of the room, and when no one was looking, I tucked myself into the space between it and the wall. I don't know how long I stayed there, hidden, listening to the unappealing noises my classmates were making and Mrs. Hill's attempts to impose order, but it was long enough for my deception to start to feel uncomfortable. I regretted hiding, but to show myself suddenly would be tantamount to confessing, and I had no desire to do anything so rash. I knew I'd be found eventually, and that my punishment would be severe, and I became increasingly scared and agitated, crying quietly so that no one would hear. At the